Blog Talk Radio.
Began in Africa, where we enjoyed self-determination and freedom, which were rooted in our sovereignty. Peace, family. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversation about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path of making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this global machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join tonight's conversation, please call 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you prefer to listen on your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, click on the Dare to Win button, then click on Listen Live. At that time, you will be on the Blog Talk Radio site. If you want to get reminders from Blog Talk Radio for upcoming Dare to Win programs, click on the Follow button. ULU members, we have our own social media community. Please join if you have not already done so. We want you to give your feedback on past Dare to Win programs as well as have topic suggestions for future programs, go to usliftingus.com. You can reach the Ulu community through the members only portal. When you register for the Ulu community, please make sure you use the same name you use when you join Ulu. 4 weeks to go. The Ulu Annual Members Meeting and Convention is coming soon. Mark your calendars for March 10th through March 12th. And join us during our virtual meeting as we reconnect to members of the Ulu family, recommit to the Ulu New Ujamaa Program of Economic Development for our community, and renew with a collective spirit in the Ulu transformation for our present and our future. Register now by going to usliftingus.com/convention. If you'd like to become a convention sponsor, you can also do that at the same website, usliftingus.com/convention. We look forward to seeing you there. Put the dates on your calendar, Friday, March 10th to Sunday, March 12th. Remember, this event is for Ulu members only, so please join Ulu if you have not already done so we can see your face. I am Sister Q, and joining me for this evening's discussion, which is human currency or paper currency, you choose, are Brother Ankti and Sister Adama. Peace, Brother Ankti. How you doing tonight?
Peace, Sister Q. I am excited and well. Good to hear your voice. Glad to be one in the number. And excited, looking forward to our annual meeting this March 10th, 11th, and 12th. That sounds exciting. And I'm most excited that we have Sister Adama joining us again this evening for another stimulating conversation. So glad to be here. Looking forward to our time together.
Thank you. Looking forward to it as well. How are you tonight, Sister Adama?
Absolutely fabulous, Sister. Very, very pleased to be a maturing woman.
Thank you for being here. So, Brother Ankti, will you
please be
so kind as to introduce Sister Adama and proceed with the program?
Thank you again, Sister Q. Us Lifting Us is excited, as always, to bring Sister Adama the Heraldess to our airwaves. She is no stranger to the Dare to Win program. She's the founder and director of Mother Earth's Blessing Holistic Life Center in Atlanta, Georgia. And for 22 years, she has hosted her own radio program on WRFG 89.3 FM. It airs every Thursday morning from midnight to 3 a.m. And as we said the last time she was with us, after our program ends this evening, take a quick break and then tune in to her program on WRFG. You'll be in for an amazing treat. Her program is called The Meeting of the Inner Circle. Sister Adama is a clarion prophetic voice calling for a global boycott of the death industry. That is the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, and tobacco. And equally important, those clamoring for and longing for radical systemic change must be willing to be the vanguard in a movement to detox, cleanse, and purify our bodies, minds, and spirits at the cellular level. That's right. Real revolution begins at the cellular level as each of us take complete responsibility for the reconstruction of our physical bodies, minds, and hearts. During our last conversation in January, Sister Adama explained in detail why we must boycott the death industry to break its grip of corporations and hostile governments and white nationalists over the entire planet. Tonight, she will take us deeper into the conversation, asking the profound question, how long will we as human beings exchange our human currency that is of intrinsic value and inestimable worth for paper currency, which is a finite and controlled by bankers who only seek to exploit and rob us. So, Sister Adama, help us to understand what you're saying to us when you say human currency or paper currency, and the significance of that for our lives and for our future.
Thank you, Reza Akhti. The issue for us is realizing, one, we will never, ever have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. The gift of life is a gift indeed. We didn't have to pay for it. We've come through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers into this realm, from another realm of eternity. We forget that we are in the realm of eternity because we've been fed these lies that everybody dies and death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, unavoidability, destiny and fate of what it is to have lived. And I'm saying that we are of the eternal. We're in nothing but eternal, and our life currency is with each and every breath we take. And so literally, understanding that what we require as that which fuels us is the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, that which can fuel us, fuel the vehicle that we are literally in, so that the spirit that we each are and that we each have is like vapor charged on the blood. And the blood is perusing through 100,000 miles of capillaries, veins, arteries, and blood vessels, so that when we're properly nourished, and we've never been properly nourished because we have been under a system of exploitation that has been orchestrated as a result of ones and ones generations of gold being on a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, or what we got as children, world-conquering rampage, and it never stopped. And so the life currency, with each and every breath, we're having the opportunity to realize the phenomenal and perfect design of our bodies, that these are our vessels for navigating this particular realm in which we are on the earth, which can be likened into a biospheric intergalactic spaceship that is in flotation and rotation in the infinity of existence in the realm of eternity, and therefore we are of this. We should not be dying at all. The reason we're having issues is that life currency has been oppressed from the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, breakfast cereals, processed things, bleached flour, flour and water. When we were children, we made paste and did our paper mache with it. Now our bodies are filled with paste, which is mucus, that's holding those chemicals. And now we have been turned into cash cows in a system that is global in the perpetual of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion-dollar business, popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. So because the methodology of oppression is at the cellular level, we are experiencing a depletion of our life currency, even though we do not evidence of death anywhere in the air. We don't see it in the How long has the sun been blazing? How long has the earth been spinning? We've come from the earth. Our bodies are needing to be nourished by the minerals that are held within the earth, and we are breatharian, so it is the breath that is the animating, maintaining, and sustaining force of our lives. Now, we've been given beer and alcohol and Hennessy and cognac and all manners of things to drink other than water. Now they're distorting the water. We're having so many issues. And saying is that we are in a now moment that is requiring us to understand that we will never, ever have anything greater than life itself. It is the gift. And it is the evidence of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And you can take all of the money that has ever been printed, all of the coin that has ever been minted, regardless of how fine the paper and the ink or whose image is stamped upon it, and it does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take.
You know, Sister Dhamma, the first time I heard you say that, and that's been quite a while ago, it caused me to pause in my tracks. Because I really had been taking for granted the value that I as a being actually am. And when you put it in that context and begin to help, me, if no one else for sure, to appreciate the miraculous creation that each of us is, and then you break it down to some very practical behaviors that once we adopt them, we begin to experience the power of that miraculous life that dwells within ourselves. But, you know, you made the point that this is a multi-trillion dollar business enterprise aimed at the destruction of our beings. I was looking at some information, and it said in 2020, the National Cancer Institute had access to $6.4 billion in research grants and dollars. And yet, in 2022, still 609,360 people died from cancer. So that's like 1,669 people per day are dying from cancer, even though they're spending $6.4 billion a year to so-called find a cure. And it was interesting that in 2004, the information was given out, but it was published in the book, the China study by Dr. T. Colin Campbell, and he showed this correlation of the consumption of animal protein to the creation of cancer. So it's not like the information isn't already available for them to look at. But back to your point, this is a multi-trillion dollar industry aimed at the destruction, the genocide of us as a people. And only when we begin to appreciate the value that we are intrinsically, in other words, just the moment we popped up onto the planet, that's the part of what I think we're struggling with, why we give ourselves over to this madness.
Right. The behavior modification, see the chemicals that have been infused into the things that can sit on shelves indefinitely. When we look at the Takis and we look at the Doritos and we look at so much of the snack foods that you understand, it's like, okay, well, how do you really ensure that 370 million people on the North American continent have access to potato chips, salsas, and all of the things that we have access to wherever we go, right? I mean, who's right. growing that? And how is it that it tastes exactly the same and then we have the expectation for it to taste exactly the same no matter what season it is, no matter what batch of potatoes or oranges or tomatoes or whatever. And I'm saying, okay, that is a real, you know, it's an expectation. We've learned to expect it, but that kind of consistency over time is chemical.
Hmm.
These things are modifying our behavior. It's not, and see, this is the issue, all right? We are identifying ourselves as Africans throughout the diaspora, or we're identifying ourselves as Muslims or Christians or Hebrews or Moors or Jews or Kemetics or whatever. And I'm saying we are intelligences of existence that are male, the progenitor of lineages, or female, the perpetuator of lineages, and there aren't any ones who have been issued to this planet to do anything other than exalt life and to ensure the continuation, the exaltation, and the progression of the lineages through whom they've come. Now, our education or our miseducation, our religious training or our indoctrination, our socialization, culturization, has not ever given us a proper orientation to what the purpose in being on the planet is. And so under imperialism and colonialism and capitalism, then we are impacted and affected by ones and ones having been given the right to create that which has no life force and no substance to be made readily available to the planetary populace that is predominantly people of color. And we have the worst of it in our community. So the intelligence of existence, or that which we call God, did not create niggas. It did not create those. It did not create crackers. It did not create honkies or any of that. Everybody's intelligence of existence and what created us to be an aberration in being, where we feel entitled to do that which undermines our cellular functioning. We feel that that is the gift of God, the will to be enslaved to any appetite or desire or passion or lust, which is the pornography and the sexploitation, the pedophilia, the white sugar. We were enslaved behind the sugar industry. We were enslaved behind the tobacco industry. Now, 450 years later, we're dying by 60, 70, 80,000 a year from these addictions. So I'm just saying it's multi-trillion dollar business. Now, we have leverage over it, but in order to have leverage over it, you've got to activate the spirit. You've got to activate the spirit in terms of us reclaiming the divinity of our being, and to understand that being in and of itself, the activity of existence, is the gift, and it is the treasure, and it is that which is the common unity and foundation for harmony amongst all hues, nations, and races of people, as well as all orders of being, from the mosquitoes to the whales. Every order of existence is intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in its living, to do nothing to undermine itself or its cells, to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to perpetuate itself, and to respond correctly by when it senses that its life is being threatened. We know that our behavior has been modified because we are no longer exalting our first right, which is self-preservation, or the responsibility, duty, and obligation to ensure the progression of our lineages, the continuation of our lineages. So in light of there being a global initiative that is depopulation, genocide, and zero population, as is evidenced in the number of abortions being the largest killer of us as a people here on this continent. The amount of heart attacks, strokes, aneurysms, diseases, cancer, and whatnot, this is not a natural thing. It's as a result of there being a disregard, a disrespect of the perfect and divine design of our bodies, and the introduction to our cells and our bodies with this stuff that they call food. And I'm saying now we are intelligent enough now, because of the sickness, illness, disease that affects all of our families. All of our families are affected by this. This is how we know that this is pandemic. It had nothing to do with COVID. It was already pandemic before they created this lie called COVID. And they didn't move to do anything about it. Cigarettes, tobacco, alcohol have destroyed more lives, more livers, more families, more people than all of the wars that America has engaged in, and it's still legal. And we are in a place where we can no longer be a detriment to ourselves and ourselves and then think that we can survive it, think that our blackness is our salvation, think that we can trade our life currency for a paper currency in the workplace through the creation or employment of jobs services, products, or whatever, and then you take so much of that life currency, and then you buy and consume that which has no life, that which is intoxicating, inebriating, congesting, constipating, and creating illness, sickness, and disease, and then think that because we have the money, we're doing well. And I'm saying all the money in the world ain't going to replace that heart. And even if you get somebody else's heart, destroyed your own means that you get somebody else's, you're going to destroy it too, because you don't know what to do. You don't know how to live. You don't know how to fuel your body. And to know that the body, for where we are, is our vehicle, but we invest so much more money into our physical cars, motorcycles, trucks than we do our physical bodies. We take better care of our physical trucks and cars and vehicles better than we take care of our children. And we're at a point now where if we are to be respected as intelligent people, now you know they don't even respect us as intelligent people. They said that we were less than human from the get-go, that we had no rights that they had the responsibility to respect, that we have a not-too-distant history of being marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated. That's what we're dealing with now. But at the foundation of our being shadowed and on Wall Street, you understand, to have us in a place where we're paraded around butt naked and people are being able to buy us and breed us and this and that. And then we were being hung and beaten and raped and sodomized and castrated and set afire, and we've turned that process into heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and whatnot, so that we are cash cows in a global system of sickness, illness, disease, depression, suppression, violation, schizophrenia, bipolarism, and all of this stuff. And I am saying we have some leverage and some power in this now moment to stop, because we are perfectly and divinely designed as breatharian, and then we have to have water. We're 80% water, like the earth is 80% water. That shit that they call food, we've never had to have it. Can you imagine what it would be if we never had bacon, eggs, chicken, fish, flour products, bread? Do you realize we never had to have it? It didn't provide us anything that we really needed for optimal functioning. It did not hydrate us. It did not oxygenate us. It did not mineralize us. It did not alkalize us. It did not facilitate cellular regeneration, repair, consciousness expansion, and it blocked and obstructed elimination. That's food, whether it's vegan food, vegetarian food, death food. We've been on this. And so I'm saying after 44 years of strict vegetarianism in terms of what I've done personally, no meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, in terms of the whole wheat flours and all of that. I've been off of this stuff for a very long time, and I know the difference because I've been off of it much longer than I was on it, and know that we as intelligences of existence should be able to outthink of people who hate us. We should be able to strategize correctly, as most ones would when they realize that they were being warred against. When people realize they're being warred against, then they create a strategy with which to respond to that warfare, to defend themselves, protect themselves, or go on the offensive. We, on the other hand, have submitted to the artificial colors and flavors and shelf stabilizers and the alcohol and the tobacco and the white sugar and all of this stuff, so that we're complicit, complacent, co-conspirating with our own demise. We have had so much information brought to us by so many of the scholars, and whether it was Dr. Clark, Chancellor Williams, the brother who wrote 2000 Seasons, Dr. Ben, Dr. Africa, Baby. I mean, we've had a lot of people, Francis Cress Welsing, and so many more whose names I cannot even call, right? But the issue is nobody really ever addressed that the food, that which they call food, plus the alcohol, the tobacco, the Kool-Aid, the cigarettes, the sodas, that this is the methodology of our oppression. And no matter how much education we have, no matter how much money we have, as long as our bloodstreams bear the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, artificial colors and flavors and this and that, we will never be able to walk in the fullness of the wealth and the riches of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that is beating our hearts, breathing us, has perfectly and divinely designed us so that our bodies now have the opportunity to be cleared and cleansed, purified, so that we are able to consecrate the body as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that is our absolute truth.
So, Sister Adama, there's a couple of things that I'm following you on. And I just want to reiterate some points that you made as we move towards the statement you made about the way we leverage our power to change this reality is we have to activate the spirit. But that's where I want to wind up. But before we get to that, I want to back you up to what would you say is our purpose as beings on this planet? Because I think oftentimes we've been told a bunch of lies and we've bought the lies, and so we think our purpose is to be millionaires or to have our names up in lights or to drive the biggest car or to have this crazy wardrobe. In your thinking, in your experience, in your wisdom, what is the purpose of life?
To exalt and glorify it, to rejoice in the blessedness of it as thinking, creative, dynamic intelligences of existence. We, the mind of man, womb man, is the mind of God. The issue is that we do not have a clean bloodstream so that we can think and exalted thought and walk exalted walks. But we're here for the purpose of self-realization, self-actualization, harmonization with the laws of existence, self-mastery, so that self-knowledge, creator knowledge, and creation knowledge are the trinity for how we walk in the light of the truth of who we are, what we are. But we also have to acknowledge that we have come through lineages of people, that none of us, this is, you understand, we've had our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, our great-great-great-grandparents, our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. We represent lineages of people. We are here to ensure the progression of the lineage. So in my mind, each lineage is a thought that has issued from the mind of God, imbued with so much of its own gifts, skills, abilities, character and whatnot to come to the earth so that we have the experience of creating heaven on earth as earth is already in heaven. All right. Now, of course, our education didn't give us that. Our religious training didn't give us that. We didn't get it. I got it because I've been knocking, seeking, and asking since I was a little girl. I knew something was wrong here, and I wanted to know what it was, and I wanted to do something about it. They ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door would be open. Seek, and we would find. See, we were told certain things, but the thing that we should be doing, people say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm saying you're supposed to be loving that which is beating your heart, breathing you, that which constitutes the source of all your reality as life itself, loving it with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, consciously caring to be an honor and a glory to the lineages through whom we've come. You remember when
let me pause you right there. You say, love that which beats your heart, right? But for the person that's thinking, but I got to make a living, that's not going to put any money in my pocket.
So you already living. You ain't got to make a living. You have to live. You understand? Now I haven't had a job since 1990.
That doesn't make any money for me. That's my problem.
No, but see, the issue is as long as you take your life currency and invest it in death, and bring dead things into your body, you can't get to a thought. Or I'll put it this way, you are cellularly oppressing the greatness of who you are. That's the purpose of it. So that we're not able to access the whole purpose in our being under siege and having that stuff that they call food is an element of oppression, is so that we are not able to tap into our own inherent gifts, talents, skills, and abilities. I'm saying we come to the earth with whatever we require in order to do what needs to be done in our being in a place and space where we are able to create value. You understand? So we have to be able to create value for other ones. We have to be able to create value. But see, the issue I'm bringing forward is that nobody has been sent to the earth to be murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers. You understand? Pedophiles, rapists, all of that comes as a result of the filth of the bloodstream. Everybody's here to exalt. It's in the exaltation of life and the cellular liberation and vivid self-expression as these points of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Had we never been poisoned, then our inherent gifts, talents, skills, and abilities would be active. So that's how we would not necessarily be making the living. We're already living. We'd be in a place and space where we would be more liberated to enjoy our living, to not be a detriment to ourselves or anyone or anything or anybody else. Because there's only one self. All right, so the making the living is part of the capitalistic construct. Being living, you know, living beings, realizing that we cannot feed off the carcasses of dead animals and be filled and with toxic, creating toxic blood with inebriants and intoxicants and all of these chemicals, and then be in a place where we can walk in the fullness of ourselves. That's why I'm saying the methodology of our oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning with all of that stuff that they call food and drink, the beverages, the artificial colors, artificial flavors and whatnot, so that we have to now begin to have a value for what does it look like to be a liberated being. It means that you're able to think. You understand, you're able to create because you're able to focus your mentality on that which is reflective of your own gifts and desire and that which you are here to give by virtue of the lineages through whom you've come. Now, I've come through a lineage of ministers and teachers and people who move the spirit. I've always prayed, let me be a glory and an honor to the lineages that I represent. And as a result of my conscious caring to not oppress myself, that which is my gift has come to the forefront of my life so that I haven't had to have a job since 1992, but I had a million-dollar business from 94 to 99, and I let that go to do radio that I don't get paid to do. You say, well, how are you living? I'm breathing. And then I take whatever green money currency that I get and I invest in life currency. I invest in my oxygenation, you understand, my hydration, my waters, my clays, my herbs, my fruit, my vegetation. I invest in new blood so that there's going to always be more of me. So at 65, many of my peers are in decline because they never invested in the wealth of themselves. They invested in things outside of themselves. They took their life currency, traded it for paper currency through work or business or trust funds or however we got the paper and the coin, and then they invested in the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, alcohol, tobacco, reefer, and all of these things that are contaminating our bloodstream. So when we look at our bodies in connection to the earth and we see the congestion that is on the highways and byways, and how these people, regardless of how the sewage system, particularly here in Atlanta, is already overburdened, but they continue to build on top and on top and on top and on top, right? And then after a while, you see how much congestion there is. Now, I was born in Atlanta. I've been here for 40-some years, and I've seen the expansion. I remember when Spaghetti Junction didn't exist, and I-20 was two lanes, and I-75, 80, it was two lanes. I remember all of that, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it was congested then with two lanes. Now we got six lanes on each side, and it's still congested. But now it's a reflection of the congestion that's going on in the tributaries of our bloodstream.
Okay. So you say
the same. We clean up. If we clean up ourselves, if we clean our bloodstream, if we really clean our bloodstream, we begin to have exalted thought. We have a much greater capacity to influence everything towards the greater good. We clean up the rivers of the body. We clean up the rivers and the oceans of the planet. We have to understand that water is a medium of intelligence that holds frequency and vibration. It is programmable. So our being 80% mucus, 80% sludge, 80% fecal material and worms and organisms and the rotting carcasses, our bodies being the temples of the living gods being turned into literal cemeteries for rotting beings, then we lose our capacity for creation because the water is not there. So there was a Dr. Emoto who did the power of water, and then there was a video called What the Bleep Do We Know? All right, now y'all can look that up. What the Bleep Do We Know, which looked at the effect of negative thoughts on the waters of the cells. And that's why it says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he. As we think, but we're not really thinking, we are regurgitating other people's thoughts. Mm-hmm. So we inherited a language of fighting freedom. Our freedom fighters. You understand? Our freedom fighters and being committed to the struggle. You understand? Mm-hmm. We were committed to struggling. People used to tell me, oh, sister, you know what's wrong with you? You ain't committed to the struggle. And I'm saying, I am not committed to struggling. I'm committed to God. I am committed to order. I'm committed to God. So in a nutshell, we were told, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, the law, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And as I have been receiving so much outreach as a result of this interview that I did on the YouTube channel Vegan Linked, that has almost 250,000 views in 3 months, these people are reaching for me. And when I get off of them, I say, remember that we applied ourselves for education. We applied to schools. We applied for jobs. We applied for grants. We applied for loans. We applied for certification, licensing, degreeing. We applied for all of these things. And now I'm telling us, when you get on my protocols and begin to get the inspiration and whatnot that my audio files are bringing, you are now having to put your commitments in writing, have to be like David, writing your own psalms, being repentant and releasing the bent-up, crystallized emotions of pain, strain, guilt, blame, all of this stuff that is crystallized in the waters of our tissues, and let that go. But we also now have to apply to the kingdom of God. We were told, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all else will be added unto us. And we did everything these assholes, everything these people told us to do. And we were freaking mad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm saying let's get back to the basics. All right, there is that which is beating our hearts, that which is perfectly and divinely designed us. European men, they did not design these bodies. The physicists, the pharmacists, the farmers, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the judges, everybody has been poisoned. Everybody is a part of the fall of humanity.
Absolutely. And what I gather from what you've been, what I've been hearing you say, there really is only one source of wealth on our planet, and that is what, the spirit in the human,
or the spiritual intelligence
energy?
Of the intelligence,
you call it the intelligence of existence.
Yeah, it's all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. There is no lack of it anywhere. We are the earth herself, as big as she is, and many of us will never travel the whole planet. We get locked into a particular place, Greenville, South North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. We don't go anywhere. You understand? And even for those who traveled all around the world, right, the earth, as big as she is still as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the universe and the cosmic in which we're in flotation. So there is no lack of intelligence. Intelligence is all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. In this intelligence, there's the air, there's the water, there's water in the air, and there's air in the water. We're living in a rainbow on a planet that is a paradise. But the planet and the air of the planet, the atmosphere, is affected by our thought. And our thought by the cleanliness or the toxicity of our bloodstream. And so I'm suggesting,
let's pause right there for a quick break. And then when we come back, I want you to expand on what you just said.
Very good.
Because that's deep, and we really need to take a breath and get ready for that. So, Sister Q, you want to take us to a two-minute break, and then we'll come back and continue that thought with Sister Adama?
Okay, let me find someone here right quick.
Thank you. And we're back. If you're just joining us, we are enthralled with our sister Adama, who has been helping us to better understand the value of the human worth, the value of human currency, and why we must never exchange that for paper currency. You said invest in the wealth of ourselves. That is the intelligence of existence. Is all that there is. And you were helping us to understand what that looks like when each of us takes this instruction seriously enough to change the way we're behaving. So take us up from there, Sister Adama, because it seems to me that as people, we're just giving our power away. And I'm trying to figure out why we do that. And then you're saying that the way we leverage our power is by cultivating the spirit, consecrating our body temple. So let's spend the next few minutes helping people to appreciate the fact that the solution that we're seeking, if we organize ourselves to value ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. The issue is knowing that, one, we did not design ourselves. We do not beat our own hearts, nor do we breathe ourselves. The self, the intelligence of our being, the gift that we are, and we have different faculties. Now, that which constitutes the commonality is the fact that we are all these living, breathing, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We've come through lineages of people into this realm for other realms, and there will come time where we will have to leave. The program that's running here is a program called death. And before death, there's sickness, illness, disease, inebriation, intoxication, and all of that. So I'm just saying is that we can cleanse from it. And the cleansing of the blood, because the spirit is charged on the blood, what we're consuming is going to lay foundation for the quality of the blood. Now, the blood is sacred stuff, but we're dealing with a people or have been dealt with by a people who have no respect but the sanctity and the sacredness of life. That only way they have any value for us is if we're a commodity for them, whether it's the gladiator sports, the boxers, the wrestlers, the football players, the basketball players. You understand, this is where Greek and Rome are still in the mix in terms of men signing off on being owned by other men still in this day while their people are being exterminated like roaches on the planet, and we are really distracted by butts, balls, and breasts. You understand? I'm just saying that's because of the defilement of the blood that we don't have a higher thought. I'm saying that we clean up the blood. The spirit is charged upon the blood. The blood should have the consistency of water. The water being charged with the minerals from the earth, and that's why we bring the clay into our bodies, because the clay is the natural neutralizer, detoxifier for the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the hormones, the antibiotics, the viruses, the bacteria, and all of the stuff that has come and become a part of our tissues, our bloodstream, our lymph system, our organs, and whatnot, that is creating all of the disease that people are experiencing, from the heart disease, the cancer, the aneurysms, and all of this, because we are literally filthy on the inside. We can be completely cleared, cleansed, and purified, but you have to respect. You have to really respect yourself at this particular point. Most of the women that are reaching for me are averaging at least 200 pounds, no matter what height they are. And this is the evidence that our bodies are so perfectly and divinely designed that we cannot utilize, recognize that they call food. It has no value for us. It's just we could eat it, but it's not giving us anything. We're in literally a state of starvation. And as a result of being in nutritional deficiency, we've got the high blood pressure, we've got all of the diabetes, we got all of this because our bodies are filled with sludge and there's very little nutrient that is getting to us so that we're not charging as electromagnetic frequencies, all right? When we talk in spirit and thought and water, vibration and frequency, we should be literally in a place where we can think the thoughts, see it, image it, and then know that as we're giving thanks, as if we already received it, we are literally through the frequency and the vibration of thought or prayer. Gratitude and thanksgiving is how we create. But when the body and the blood is toxic, then you are focused on the negativity. You don't have the faith. You don't have the confidence. You understand? Just think of it from the perspective that you're dealing with, or we've been dealt with by a people who robbed the Pharaoh's tombs. They desecrated the living sites as well as the grave sites, Aboriginal, our Indigenous, and our Native families. Then they figured out a way to literally rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of our riches, our wealth, our gold, our platinum, our ore, our intelligence, our wisdom, our stature, our standing, our confidence, our faith, our high ethic, our morality, our sensibility, our ingenuity, our creativity, our awesomeness, and our connection to eternity. So to be focused on is not empowering. To be focused on walking in the integrity of the all that we were born to be as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that ones and ones refer to as God, on behalf of the lineages through whom we come, it gives us a greater why as to why we're not going to be feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows. I'm like, these people, these are not even our businesses. And even if they are our businesses, being in the business of death and being the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death and flesh traders and whatnot is no occupation to be preoccupied with over time, because we get what we put out there. So if we're supporting the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the domination, the murder and the slaughter of other beings, and then feeding off of their carcasses, then there is no way to avoid death. And no matter how much money you had, you are out of alignment with the in existence, and you risk being discontinued in existence as a result of being filled with violation and then not having the frequency of life currency to generate a light body to move you into the spirit world. And say, from the dust we've come, and to the dust we'll return. We didn't come up out the dirt. We came from the cosmic, from the dust. We came from the dust. We should return to the dust, not the dirt, but the clay and the herbs and the fresh fruit and the vegetation and daily cleansing and opening up the channels of elimination, so those nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHC, behavior-modifying chemicals, the sludge, the viruses, the bacteria, and the alcohol residues, the tobacco residues and whatnot can get out. This is how we reverse the prostate issue. This is how we get rid of the cancer without chemo. This is how we are able to be restored, because our bodies are perfectly and divinely designed by intelligence of existence, and we will regenerate if we create the inner landscape of oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization that facilitates consistent cellular renewal, regeneration that really facilitates greater thought, high frequency vibration. So we can reverse any issue and walk in the fullness and continually get fuller and fuller and fuller and fuller. You understand? So that those of us, there is no old in eternity. The only old is the oxygen deficiency in oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, acidification, intoxication. You understand, this is what creates old. Otherwise, we consistently renew ourselves just like the sun and the earth and the air and the grass and the trees, everything. We don't see the evidence of death out here, and we're made from the same stuff. Death is a program. Now, people trying to get as much money and stuff and think that they're going to set the money up and have a trust and then be able to leave the money to teenagers and young ones that they never spend enough time with to even show them how to use money or how to invest in the wealth of themselves. And see, this is the real issue, is that purpose in being as men, the progenitor of lineages, and woman, the perpetuator of lineages, is to ensure the progression of our lineages. The genocide, however, is playing the long game to phase our lineages out of existence, which is the evidence of not wanting to have babies. They don't know how to have babies. having babies don't know what to feed the babies. The babies are coming into the world with old man diseases because of how toxic the women are, because they were fed like kids all of their lives. I'm just saying is that we need to raise up. And see, the other thing about it, and I was alluding to it earlier, we have all of the information, all of the scholars, all of this about Timbuktu and Kemet and all of this stuff about who we were in Africa and all of this, but then we don't want to clean our colons. Mm-hmm. On a daily basis.
Right.
We don't
want
to be rewarded. And I'm like, how y'all did all that? We did such and such. We did this. We did what? But if y'all did all of that, then it seemed like y'all would want to clean up so that you can go from honor the ones to whom you've come. But right now,
Sister Velma,
women.
Just as it gets really, really good, the 10 o'clock hour jumps up on us, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for blessing us with your spirit and your wisdom and everything that you've shared tonight. We're going to have to sign off now. I just want to remind our listeners that Us Lifting Us is an organization that's building institutions, people, individuals can't change reality globally, but institutions can. And the first institution that we have to build is that of ourselves. And as Adama has said tonight, we have to exalt the life urge. She says, shared so much. This is archived on our website, and feel free to go there and listen to these tapes. I'm sure you will get a blessing from it. Sister Q, do you want to give us some closing information?
No, other than to say, if you haven't registered for the convention, that will be like 4 weeks from now, March 10th through 12th. Please go to the website and do so. And if you're not a member yet, you have to join first before you can register for the convention. And that's all I have to share for now.
Well, take us out with some music then. Sister Adama, thank you again. We're going to do it again.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Sister Adama. Thank you, Brother Amti. And thank everyone else who joined us this evening. We will be back next Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join us. Peace.